The Trial of Jesus. Jesus is taken to the house of the high priest, where other members of the council are waiting to question him. Peter and John follow to see what is going to happen to Jesus, but Peter is recognized as a follower of Jesus. It is here that he denies knowing Jesus three times. Then he hears a rooster crow, remembers what Jesus had told him, and goes away and weeps bitterly. The chief priests and elders seek many false witnesses to testify against Jesus so they can kill him, but no evidence can be found to support their charges. Finally, Caiaphas, the high priest, says to Jesus, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" Jesus answered, "I am, and you will all see the Son of Man seated at the right of the Almighty and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tears his robes and says, "We don't need any more witnesses. You heard his blasphemy. To speak lightly or carelessly of God." After hearing this, they all vote that Jesus is guilty and should be put to death. Early the next morning, the whole assembly brings Jesus to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor appointed for Judea. Pilate questions Jesus privately and finds him innocent. The Jews become angry and start to protest. When Pilate learns that Jesus is from Galilee, he sends him to Herod, the governor of Galilee, who happens to be in Jerusalem. Herod is delighted to see Jesus, whom he has heard so much about, and is hoping to see him perform a miracle. Jesus does not respond to Herod's questioning despite the strong accusations made by the chief priests and teachers of the law. Herod makes no charge against Jesus, but he and his soldiers make fun of him and treat him with contempt. Then they put a fine purple robe on him and send him back to Pilate. Pilate calls together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and explains that he nor Herod have found Jesus guilty of anything deserving death, so he will have Jesus whipped and set free. The Jews are stirred to protest and tell Pilate Jesus should die. Every year at Passover, Pilate sets free a prisoner. He taunts the Jews by asking them, "Which one do you want me to set free for you? Jesus Barabbas? He was in prison for riot and murder? Or Jesus called the Messiah?" He knows that Jesus has been handed over because the Jewish authorities are jealous. Pilate's wife sends him a message, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, because in a dream last night, I suffered much on account of him." The chief priest and elders persuade the people to ask Pilate to release Barabbas and put Jesus to death. Then Pilate asks the crowd, "What crime has he committed?" They start shouting, "Crucify him!" Pilate takes Jesus and has him whipped. The soldiers make a crown out of thorny branches to pierce his head and dress him in the fine purple robe that came from Herod. They put a stick in his hand and chant, "Long live the King of the Jews!" They kneel before Jesus and make fun of him. They slap him, spit on him, and take the stick and hit him. After the soldiers have their time with Jesus, Pilate brings him out before the crowd wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe to show them Jesus had been punished by being whipped, scourged, and humiliated. When the chief priests and elders see Jesus, they start shouting, "Crucify him!" Pilate tries to argue back, saying, "I find no reason to condemn him." The Jews answer back, "We have a law that says he ought to die because he claimed to be the Son of God." Pilate becomes afraid and takes Jesus back in the palace for more questioning. Pilate again comes before the crowd attempting to free Jesus, but the Jews shout back, "If you set him free, that means you are not the emperor's friend. Anyone who claims to be a king is a rebel against the emperor." When Pilate hears these words, he washes his hands in front of the crowd, saying, "I am not responsible for the death of this man. This is your doing." The people publicly accept the responsibility of putting Jesus to death. Then Pilate hands Jesus over to the soldiers to be crucified. More information can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 57, also in Mark 14:53, Luke 22:63, and John 18:19.
Yeah.